European banks launch RL1 blockchain cooperative for tokenized assets. 10 European financial institutions, including ABN AMRO, DekaBank, and Natixis CIB, have launched RL1, a member-owned blockchain cooperative built for tokenized assets and regulated markets. The launch was reported on July 30, 2026, via CoinMarketCap's post on X. The detail that separates this from the last 3 years of bank blockchain pilots is ownership. RL1 is structured as a cooperative the participating institutions collectively own and govern, rather than a single bank's private ledger or a vendor platform the members merely rent access to. A shared ledger instead of 10 separate ones. Most bank tokenization efforts to date have been walled gardens. One institution builds a private chain, issues a tokenized bond or deposit on it, and settlement stays inside that institution's own perimeter. The result has been a patchwork of incompatible ledgers that cannot talk to each other, which defeats much of the point of moving assets on-chain in the first place. A cooperative model attacks that fragmentation directly. When ABN AMRO in the Netherlands, DekaBank in Germany, and Natixis CIB in France operate on the same governed network, a tokenized asset issued by one member can in principle settle against cash or collateral held by another without a chain of intermediaries reconciling separate books. Shared infrastructure is worth more than the sum of 10 private chains, and the members clearly decided that owning it together beat each building their own. The named institutions are not fringe players. DekaBank is one of Germany's largest asset managers and a central part of the country's savings bank network. Natixis CIB is the corporate and investment banking arm of Group BPCE, one of France's biggest banking groups. ABN AMRO is a systemically important Dutch bank. These are balance sheets that move regulated securities at scale, not startups testing an idea. Built for regulated markets, not retail speculation. The framing here matters. RL1 is described as infrastructure for tokenized assets in regulated markets, which points at instruments like bonds, funds, money market products, and deposits rather than consumer trading. That aligns with where institutional tokenization has actually found traction. The backdrop is a broader move of real-world assets onto public and permissioned chains. Tokenized real-world assets recently crossed $30 billion on-chain, roughly a tenfold rise since 2024, driven largely by tokenized treasuries and money market funds. Banks watching that number grow have an obvious incentive to make sure the rails carrying those assets are ones they help govern, rather than ceding the layer to fintechs or public chains they do not control. RL1's timing also fits the European regulatory calendar. The EU's MiCA regime and the DLT pilot regime have given institutions a clearer legal path to issue and settle tokenized securities inside a supervised framework. A member-owned cooperative gives the participating banks a way to build that infrastructure while keeping compliance, membership rules, and governance in their own hands. Regulators tend to prefer a network with identifiable, accountable owners over an anonymous one. The interoperability question is still open. The launch answers who owns the network. It does not yet answer whether RL1 will connect to anything outside its membership. The recurring risk with bank consortia is that they reproduce the fragmentation they set out to solve, just at a larger scale. If RL1 becomes a closed European club that cannot interoperate with initiatives like JP Morgan's Kinexes, the various national central bank experiments, or public settlement layers, the industry ends up with fewer but bigger silos. Cross-border settlement, one of the clearest use cases for tokenized cash and assets, only works if networks talk to each other. Several banks have already gone the other direction and plugged into shared rails, as when South Korea's largest bank went live on JP Morgan's Kinexes for cross-border payments. The competitive stakes are real. Traditional custodians are already racing to modernize settlement, with BNY planning 24/7 settlement for tokenized U.S. treasuries by 2027. A European bank cooperative staking out its own governed layer is a direct response to that pressure. For now, the concrete facts are narrow. 10 institutions, a cooperative structure, a stated focus on tokenized assets and regulated markets. The initial announcement does not disclose which assets go live first, the settlement asset RL1 will use, or the technical standard underneath it. Those details will determine whether this is a genuine shared market or 10 banks agreeing to share a logo.